It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Vice President Mike Pence said he left Sunday's Indianapolis Colts game after several players from the San Francisco 49ers chose to kneel during the national anthem. He tweeted, "I left today's Colts game because POTUS and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." At least 15 players from the 49ers were seen kneeling during the anthem. Colts players stood arm in arm. Pence has followed President Trump's lead by criticizing players who do not stand for the anthem. And a new poll shows that football is no longer America's favorite sport. According to the Winston Group survey, favorable ratings for the NFL have dropped from 57% to 44% from the end of August to the end of September.
Did he really think that, like, they wouldn't kneel? It's the 49ers with Colin Kaepernick back in the day. Like, that's the team that invented kneeling, pretty much. Like, you knew it was going to happen.
The board of Harvey Weinstein's production company held a meeting yesterday and made the decision to kick him out of his company due to sexual harassment claims against him. For nearly four decades, Harvey Weinstein was the king of indie film. Now he's been fired as co-chairman of the Weinstein Company after a bombshell New York Times report about the sexual harassment allegations. Comedian Ralphie May was found dead on Friday in Las Vegas. The 45-year-old had a residency in the city and had performed there on Thursday night. Prior to that performance, he had canceled several dates because he was dealing with pneumonia. His rep says that his cause of death was cardiac arrest. Ralphie May finished second on the first season of NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2003, and from there went on to record multiple stand-up specials for Netflix and Comedy Central.
Like the other day, he was like, "Dude, get it." And we were stoned. I mean, we were like, stone like biblical whores. All right? And he was like, "Dude." "Yeah, dude." "Dude, if your crotch was an 80s heavy metal rock band, what song would it sing, dude?"
Now I kind of want to know, what song would it be?
I know. A new report says that the former chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court once asked activist and actress Angelina Jolie to play the role of a honey trap in a real-life attempt to arrest a notorious African warlord. Now, if you remember this, I remember being in high school, and this is a huge thing online, was Joseph Kony.
Yeah, I remember Joseph Kony. Yeah, he's the...
Everybody wanted to donate, and it was a huge thing. Everyone wanted to catch him, and then all of a sudden it was over. It was a trend, and then it was uncool.
Kony 2012.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the Sunday Times of London said someone reportedly approached Angelina about 5 years ago and even tried to cast her husband, Brad Pitt, as a co-star in the plot to take Ugandan Joseph Kony into custody in Central Africa. He wrote in an email, "Forget other celebrities. She is the one. She loves to arrest Kony. She is ready. Probably Brad will go also." The report says that he wanted to embed Angelina and Brad with U.S. Special Forces close to Kony's stronghold. And at one point, Angelina wrote to him, "Brad is being supportive. Let's discuss logistics. Much love. XOXO."
Why can't we send, like, people we don't like? Like, let Tom Cruise go do that role. Yeah. Like, Tom Cruise can go into action
exactly.
And do that one.
We send Bieber. Producer Ryan Murphy confirmed that a scene containing a deadly mass shooting on tomorrow's episode of American Horror Story Cult has been edited to be less graphic. The decision to show less was made after last week's deadly Las Vegas shooting. The scene was filmed prior to the Vegas shooting and has been edited so that the violence occurs off screen. Murphy said, "I just made the decision that I'm going to have all of that violence be shown for the most part off camera." And Nelly was arrested for allegedly raping a woman. A woman claimed she was raped on Nelly's tour bus in Washington where he was performing. Nelly is on a tour with Florida Georgia Line right now, and the alleged rape happened Saturday morning around 3:45 in the morning. The woman specifically said Nelly's the one who raped her. Nelly was booked on second-degree rape charges Saturday around 7 a.m. Nelly's lawyer said Nelly is the victim of a completely fabricated allegation. Our initial investigation clearly establishes the allegation is devoid of credibility and is motivated by greed and vindictiveness. I am confident once this scurrilous accusation is thoroughly investigated, there will be no charges. Nelly is prepared to pursue all legal avenues to redress any damage caused by this clearly false allegation. And then Nelly went on Twitter saying, "Let me say that I'm beyond beyond shocked that I've been targeted with this false allegation. I'm completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are all looked at, it will be very clear I am the victim of a false allegation." That is the garbage.
So I wonder, like, I don't know if it said in there or not, Alex, is he saying that he did not have any, like, sex with her or that it wasn't rape?
He didn't really say.
Yeah, because I read over it, too. It's, like, it's very dicey what the lawyers are putting on out there because I guess we'll find out more as we go out there. But
I can't remember. I feel like I've heard that he's been married for a long time, but then maybe isn't anymore. I would guess if they really did have sex, it was consensual, and now she's trying to say it isn't.